Hello, I'm Ben Morse. Welcome to the first episode of IC Audio. The Independent Collegian podcast and radio show is part of the newspaper's partnership with our campus radio station, WXUT. Every other week, we will take you inside the Independent Collegian and discuss what our writers are working on. This week, for the first episode, I have Gabby Huff in the studio with me. She's one of our news writers. Gabby, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So, a couple of weeks ago, as news editor, I assigned you a story. I told you to look into residence hall safety. How'd you go about that, and what did you find through your reporting?
Well, I began researching the different residence halls on campus, as well as the different departments and offices involved, which are definitely the UT Police Department, as well as the Office of Residence Life. And I also went through all of the Toledo Police Department case logs that are on the UT website that describe every report made within residence halls, as well as everywhere else on campus, from the past up until today. And I also interviewed many student residents who live in the residence halls around UT. What I found was that although there definitely was a large number of crimes reported, and there were a lot of loopholes in security measures that enable prohibited behavior, but as well, I found there was a system of safety protocols that promote a pretty arguably safe living environment at UT.
So, I'm curious, what are these loopholes in the security measures that you found, and what type of behaviors do they allow in residence halls?
Well, many of the students who I interviewed who live in the different residence halls around UT, they talked about it is easy to sneak in guests through back doors and different areas that aren't the main entrance with the help desk at each residence hall. And they were able to prop doors open to let people in at different hours, as well as there are security cameras throughout the main areas of each residence hall, but they don't extend into all of the different hallways where the kids are living, and that can make solving different thefts or any other crimes that occur a lot more difficult. And they also told me they were always warned about room checks when they were going to happen, and they had quite a bit of time to, you know, hide anything that might be contraband in their room, and they were really prepared for it. So I don't think the room checks really did a lot for safety.
What were some of the other crimes you found when searching through the case logs? What stood out to you?
Definitely the most common would be theft. I interviewed the police chief, and he told me that theft is the most common crime on campus, as well as, the normal, like, using alcohol or any other type of controlled substance, whatever drug it may be, in dorm rooms, and as well as there were a few sexual assaults or kind of assaults in any other violent manner, but those were definitely a lot less than the other ones.
So, looking back on your reporting, what is your biggest takeaway from this story?
I was really impressed and surprised with what of a positive attitude as well as openness the police chief and the director of housing had towards my questions and their stances on the safety environment around UT. And I was also surprised that generally the students really think they are around a very safe environment, and everyone is pretty pleased with how things are being run around UT.
Gabby is a staff writer at the Independent Collegian. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, Ben, thank you for having me.
That's going to do it for the first episode of IC Audio. Once again, it's a partnership between the University of Toledo's campus radio station, WXUT, and the Independent Collegian. This podcast and radio show is in the early stages of production. Ideas might change, the way we go about recording may change, and the content may also shift from time to time. bear with us, but I promise we will bring you audio and stories from around the area. So thank you so much for joining us.